You know, there are many ways to stay connected with people these days, and certainly social media has turned into a large part of staying connected. It's more than just finding your high school friends online. There are many more uses of social media that play an important role in business, in schools, just to name a couple. Our guest today can talk about how that's being done from her own experiences as a social media expert. She'll also talk about Social Media Day and how you might get involved in it. Kelly Ehlers is a nationally recognized keynote social media speaker, an agency founder and owner of Ideas That Evoke. And that's I love that name. That's a great
name.
Thank
you. I mean, that's what we're about, right? Ideas that evoke emotion, some type of response.
Well, it's great that you could be with us today, and it's here it is, Social Media Day, and it's globally.
Yes, it is. It is. This is actually the 6th anniversary of the Global Day that was founded by Mashable, which is essentially an online news publication or source for the technology industry. So here we are from 2010. It started from today, and can you imagine the changes that have happened in just that short time, right?
It is actually unbelievable. Think about, or maybe you could even talk about what is encompassed in social media.
Yeah, I think it's been an interesting learning. I mean, my background is in traditional PR, marketing, branding, et cetera. And in 2009, when I started the agency, that's when I really saw a shift on the horizon for brands. They were starting to say, you know, I'm not sure what this Facebook is or Twitter, but I think I need to be part of it. And so, you know, today, now I think that it really just changes the way we communicate from a business perspective, from a personal perspective. And there's so many outlets and channels and ways to do that, whether it's visually or video or, hey, even today we're streaming you live on Periscope. So everybody's in the room with us today.
and I've got a lot of people are saying, Periscope, what the heck is Periscope?
Yeah, so Periscope is kind of an interesting new platform, and it essentially links with Twitter and allows you to live stream content. So let's say we're here today. It's happening now. So if you are on our Periscope account or our Ideas That Evoke a Twitter account, you can actually get a little peek inside the studio right now and see all the happenings. So it's pretty neat. I mean, from a business perspective, you know, we see businesses maybe live streaming a product launch or a music concert or something like that. So it's a pretty cool new technology.
Talk about ideas that evoke the businesses. Sure. So I was taking a look at your client list.
Yeah.
You've got a very pretty impressive list.
Thank you. Hard work.
Yeah. So and so is it all social media? What do you?
Yeah. Great point. So like I said, when I started the company in 2009, it was to be very intentional and niche in what we do, and so that has really opened a lot of doors for us. Because what I found is that the big brands, let's say we work with a variety of Procter & Gamble brands. We also work with Elizabeth Arden skincare, fragrance, cosmetics in 13 countries. We're their global agency. But the way that we've been able to approach some of these brands has been, you know, strategic in our niche, saying, hey, you might not have the capabilities internally to do social. You know it's important. You may or may not have a budget line item for it. But here is a team of 20 individuals that live and breathe social. So we handle everything from a social strategy. So maybe it's a company that's just dipping their toe in the water with social, or it's a brand that's pretty established. We handle setting their tone, finding their voice, which is really important, a strategy, and then executing and almost serving as that outsource resource turnkey for brands. We understand the heartbeat of the conversations that are happening for brands. And that's what gets us excited, because we know what customers feel and say and talk about and their perception. And we can help move those thoughts and perceptions throughout the organization. So yes, it's social. Yes, it's posting on Facebook, which is a question I get a lot, but it's so much bigger for us. We look at social from a social recruitment standpoint. How can you find great talent? Or sales prospecting, product launch, customer service. So it really spans a lot of different areas.
And is that what you mean when you're talking about finding a company's voice?
Yeah, really important to kind of have that unique persona on social media. So now, I mean, our attention spans are what, a few seconds? And you want to create kind of stop-worthy or thumb-worthy imagery and a tonality in what you're producing on social. So we like to have a unique personality. Maybe it's silly. Maybe it's educational in tone. But we want to make sure that what we're doing and the voice we're portraying on social pays off the business goals. So what you don't want is a complete disconnect. Hey, I follow you guys on social media and you're quirky and funny, but this is a serious product, right? You don't want that disconnect. So we work with brands to find that voice and their strategy.
Talking today with Kelly Ehlers, who is the founder of Ideas That Evoke. That's her agency. This is Social Media Day. And being celebrated across globally, as a matter of fact. So we're talking with her about that and looking for your comments as well. What do you think about social media? How has it helped you in your workplace maybe, or connect with friends in some other ways, or maybe you have some questions about how to do it better? The number to call, 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@WPR.org or post on our Facebook page. Go to the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page. That's the title of the page. And you can post your questions or your comments there. And we're certainly looking forward to hearing what your questions are or what your own experiences are. And again, 1-800-642-1234. Is there... I'm trying to think now if there's anything more important. It seems like social media in today's society has become so important. You can't, and I think if you include cell phones and smartphones, I mean, I'm sitting at an airport here not too long ago, and I looked around and there was barely a person who was not looking at his or her own, looking at the phone, which meant that they were online doing something or typing in messages to business associates or friends.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's everywhere, right? It's something that we certainly live and breathe on a moment-by-moment basis. It was funny because this morning I actually left my phone somewhere, and think about being away from your phone or your mobile device for, 3 or 4 hours, it's a disconnect. We're used to having information at our fingertips and people and contacts and videos and anything we want sort of on an on-demand world. And I think that's the bridge that social media has kind of gapped, bridged that gap for us in technology and communication.
How do you use it in your own company?
Yeah, good question. So we're all social experts, and we know and understand the latest and greatest platforms, and everyone at Evoke contributes to our social voice and equity and brand, and so that means on a weekly basis, we assign people to write a particular blog about a topic that might be interesting to them, whether it's a new technology or platform or just something kind of interesting and thought-provoking. And we participate that way. And then we certainly have Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Periscope, as I mentioned before. Mm-hmm. And we stay connected. And, another great platform I didn't mention is LinkedIn. I really like LinkedIn from a business perspective. And honestly, that's been a really great networking tool. If you're not familiar with what LinkedIn is, think of it as a modern day Rolodex, right? Mm-hmm. So you have the ability to connect with people that, you might not ever have their email or their phone number, but this allows you to have your virtual resume and company information online. So that's been really valuable from a business perspective for us.
I was thinking of LinkedIn, too, as just from my role in education and keeping up with a lot of alumni, former students.
That's neat.
through LinkedIn, and my people are saying, hey, every time you find somebody, please send it to the main office so that we can get that person in touch with us through making sure that they have our Facebook page and they're on our blogs and all that.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's really important for a business professional. That is, first and foremost, it's interesting because when we have people apply for positions at Ideas That Evoke, one of the first things we all collectively do is look at their LinkedIn, their Twitter, you name it, because again, that's their persona, right? And you can kind of peek inside of what their thought process, mentality, and a variety of other things are social.
So. Yeah, actually, and sometimes that's good, and sometimes it doesn't work out so well.
I agree. That's a thing that I do a lot of social media educating on a national basis, and one of the things I educate to, whether it's students or professionals, is that people don't understand that their digital footprint follows them, right? Tweets are actually stored in the Library of Congress. So your digital footprint and what you're saying online, just because you've deleted it or you think, hey, nobody's ever going to see this, guess what? It's all relatively discoverable. And I think that's the one learning from even a young professional standpoint, or shoot, all of us, to make sure what you're putting out on social media or digitally is a representation of you. Because we all have our brand, right, on social now.
So the day itself, why do we have a social media day? What is it about?
Yeah, for us, as the day was nearing today, a few months ago, we said, why don't we make this a bigger deal in Madison? Because we as an agency, we're relatively small in nature, 20 individuals, but we work with big brands and huge clients, whether internationally or nationally. And so a lot of times when we go to meet with those clients, they'll say, tell us a little bit about Madison. If they've never been there, they can't understand the beauty of our city. And so that was one thing that we wanted to put Madison on the map, because all of these other cities are participating in other countries. And so we thought, hey,
why
not
Madison?
We can do it. Yeah. So that was one of the things that we really wanted to do. And then certainly bring together other like-minded business professionals. So tonight we're hosting happy hour at the Great Dane at Hilldale at 5 o'clock. And we thought, what a great way for all of us social media enthusiasts to get together and network. And so really it's twofold. Number one, let's put our city first and foremost. And number two, let's connect as professionals.
So, and how's it working?
Great. We were just talking about it. This morning I did a TV segment, which was great. And we were talking about all the buzz and chatter. We're using a hashtag, SM Day Madison. So hashtag SM Day Madison. And if you go to a website, www.smday.com, you can see everyone's photos from around Madison that's used this hashtag. It's pretty neat. There's pages and pages and thousands of tweets and Instagram. So we think for our first shot, it's going pretty well.
Talking with Kelly Ehlers, you can join in too. We're going to take a quick look at the news and then we'll be back to talk some more with her about Social Media Day. Stay with us. With social media, you can pretty much now easily communicate with anyone across the globe. I think this barrier of distance has been knocked away because there are so many ways now you can touch people locally and globally through social media. Today is Social Media Day. It's being celebrated in many places, including Wisconsin. Celebrates the impact social media has on communication. We'll also talk about how it impacts society in general today with our guest, Kelly Ehlers. Kelly's a nationally recognized keynote social media speaker and agency founder and owner of Ideas That Evoke. And Kelly, thank you so much for being with us today. Appreciate it very much. It's wonderful to have you here as we talk about social media. I want to give our listeners a chance to join in. You may have a question. We're going to go to Greg here in La Crosse in just a second. But if you have a question about social media or maybe a comment or experience about how it may have worked or not worked for you, I hope you'll join us at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mehler Show. Greg in La Crosse, Thanks for waiting. Hi, what's on your mind?
Well, hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question about doing live feeds, I guess, specifically. I have a website where I have share recipes and review Bloody Mary mixes. And we'll do a live review, which is pretty fun. And we've used Google Hangouts as a platform.
Yep.
I'm just wondering if your guests have any ideas of maybe a better way or some other platforms. I'd like to get user interaction and so that people could sort of be involved in the conversation. And obviously, the quality of the production, if there's some other platform that she might recommend.
Okay. What about it, Kelly?
Or any tips in general?
Yeah,
sure. So, Greg, nice to meet you. Are you trying to reach a general consumer who would be interested in purchasing these types of products? Is that your end goal?
It's one of them.
Okay.
I guess I'd like to drive traffic to the website.
Okay.
And yes, there are products there that I'd like to sell. Mm-hmm.
Sure. So
but
I think
we also want to have a good time.
Yeah. Great point. And I think there's a few different ways you can do it. So I mentioned at the start of the interview a relatively new platform named Periscope. And if you are an active Twitter user, or if you'd like to become one, that's a great platform to use. It's really user-friendly. And if you even can kind of check out what we're doing right now on ideas that evoke our Periscope. But what it allows you to do is simply, set up your mobile device, turn on Periscope, and you can live stream what you're doing. And I've seen a lot of food bloggers, nutrition bloggers, for example, use that. So it's like a peek inside their kitchen. They're like, hey, everybody, here I am. Here's today's recipe. And Periscope allows you to have two-way interaction, too. So your guests and fans can comment back. Another potential place would be YouTube. So certainly after you've captured these videos, and maybe you do it live on Periscope, let's say, and then you capture those videos and then upload those to YouTube. If you're not familiar with YouTube, there's still quite a phenomenon with the platform. I've seen a lot of successful startup ventures, let's say, or startup enthusiasts, whether fitness, food, fashion, beauty, whatever it might be, simply reviewing products on their YouTube channel. And when you're doing that, you want to make sure that you're very concise and direct in what you're talking about. So let's say you've got this video after you've reviewed your Bloody Mary mix or whatever you had mentioned. You put that and you upload it onto your YouTube channel. What you want to do on YouTube is make sure that you're using strategic keywords and hashtags, and making sure that the description for the video is very direct as to what you're talking about. This will allow people to find your content. So let's say I head to YouTube and I type in Bloody Mary recipe. If you indeed have used those keywords and that description on your YouTube video, you will become searchable and discoverable on YouTube, and there pops up your video and they go, huh, what's this guy talking about? This is pretty neat. And that's kind of a starting point on YouTube as well. So Periscope, YouTube, I love the idea of Google Hangouts as well. So it sounds like you've got that mastered too.
I wouldn't say I have it mastered, but we're working on it.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, those are great tips. Yeah, thank you.
Sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, if I may ask one more question.
Sure.
We're pretty active on Facebook, and we have just a lot of friends and followers there. Is there anything like Periscope would be to Twitter, but through Facebook? I don't think I've seen anything like that.
Yeah, not that I know of. And so I think, as Facebook kind of evolves, certainly they bought Instagram a while back, and we're seeing some platform changes there. So, I think Facebook's goal is to eventually rule the world, right? So I can imagine that they will have those capabilities soon. But certainly, one thing on your Facebook page, make sure that you're using video, because we've seen with Facebook's algorithm, which is a fancy term for the formula on the back end for Facebook and how your content is seen. When you're using video, Facebook will actually allow your content to be seen at a higher frequency versus just using photos. So if you've got that great video content, certainly use it on Facebook as well.
There you go.
Okay. Good to know. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
thanks so much for a call. You know, it's funny. I saw on YouTube a woman working in her own kitchen.
Yeah.
With a son, I think. And she's kind of not the cleanest language always, mm-hmm. as she's preparing whatever it was she was preparing. But she's one of these really engaging personalities, and she had over a million hits.
Right. And I think,
over
Larry,
a million hits.
That relates back to her voice and her persona, right? So
yeah.
Some people may be turned off by that, and others may go, oh, she's kind of entertaining, right?
Yeah.
And so I think kind of dialing in and having that unique perspective is so important to stand out in today's world.
So how are you guys doing, by the way? You had a different kind of business here.
Yeah, we're doing really well. So it's been a wonderful blessing and a lot of hard work in starting the company. When I started in 2009, certainly the thought of social media was appealing. However, nobody seemed to have a line item in their budget for it. And I think the most probably common saying I would hear was, hey, you know, we can just have our intern do social media, which you can imagine makes my skin crawl. because my rebuttal to that would be, would you allow your intern to stand behind a TV camera or a microphone broadcasting mm-hmm. to 500,000 or 500 million people and talk about your brand? And the answer is, well, absolutely not. Why in the world would we do that? So that has been an interesting conversation. Today, fast forward to, you know, here we are. The business is going really well. We had a wonderful growth last year. All of our business is 100% word of mouth and referral. And like I said, we're in a great position. And collectively, we all work very hard. We have an incredibly talented team of professionals, and of which I'm very proud of as well. So it's not without all of their hard work and dedication. So that's a big piece of the puzzle.
I saw the photos of everybody on the line. I thought, well, there's a bunch of people that look like they're having fun and they're smart and young for the most part.
Yeah. You know, I think that we try to create a fun environment. You know, we're work hard, play hard. And I think that everybody, you know, if you're part of the team at Evoke, you understand that and they like it and they live and breathe social. And so I think we offer a unique opportunity for people that have a passion for social media because we're so niche in what we do. But on the flip side of that, we work with brands that have a global reach. And so small in nature, big and mighty with our clients.
You know, I think that's one of the cool things about social media that you can, I mean, your home base could be pretty much anywhere.
Yeah. It can. I mean, we have a handful of clients in the state of Wisconsin, but other than that, most of them are New York, Chicago, L.A., and then Ohio, certainly where Procter & Gamble's headquarters are as well. So it really spans the U.S., but you know, we're there from time to time, but we're so connected. I mean, our clients will text us or send us something, and that's the thing about what we do is that we are connected. We're very responsive and reliable. So it doesn't matter where we're sitting, per se.
Let's look at the sort of the broader picture. And by the way, if you'd like to join in, give us a call. I'm surprised. I've expected we'd get a lot of calls for this, but maybe there are people who are just interested in listening. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. Do you have a question about social media or a concern about it? How do you use it? Maybe you have a question about how you might use it in your own, for your own ends or for your own businesses. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page. Just go to the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page and we can hook you up. What are the downsides as you see them to social media?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's important to always have in mind who your audience is. And I think that, you know, I've got young kids and certainly the thought goes through my mind of a potential downfall of having that type of instant communication with people. And so I think for me, it it goes back to the fundamental basics of making sure you know what you're saying, when you're saying it, and certainly who is listening on the other end. And I think that the downside could be if you don't understand those three pillars, you could, you know, open yourself up to, you know, people who are out there who maybe want to say negative things. And I think that's the unfortunate part of social media is that, you know, blessing and a curse. We have accessibility to anyone in the world. However, they have accessibility to us as well. So I think it's just being cautious and careful about the content that you're putting out there.
Do you think social media, I mean, now you're in the business. I mean, you're helping companies use social media. To what extent is it replaced other forms?
Yeah, good question. I mean, I think, you know, some of the bigger brands we work with will always have a bit of the traditional media mix, right? I think that having a balance of all of those is still really important, but it really relates back to what is your overall business goal and objective. So I'll give you an example. There is a multi-location salon brand in the Chicago area that we work with, and we work with the CEO of the company, and he said, you know what? We want to come up with an idea, a way to reach students that are in beauty school, because we have 900 technicians that we need to fill. That's how many people we employ, and we want to attract the best of the best. So where are they? Are they reading a newspaper? Are they watching TV? Are they looking at billboards? Or are they on their Instagram, their Snapchat, their Twitter? Mm-hmm. And so that particular business goal and objective, the way to solve that was through social media. So we created a completely new recruiting brand for them. And we actually won an award for that about 2 years ago with a reputable HR organization for the efforts that we did for that company. So they were able to kind of streamline some of their hard costs with maybe, you know, .com sites or newspaper ads looking for people, and put that into social and find exactly who they were targeting. That's the difference with social, is that we can hone in on Facebook to reach somebody who is 26 years old, that lives in these three zip codes, that likes these four things, that went to UW-Madison, etc. We can hone in on that audience. So it can be really, really specific in who we're targeting versus a more mass approach.
And so the advantage of that also for the people you're reaching is that, hey, there's an opportunity for a job.
Absolutely. So in that particular instance, we use Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. But let's say if somebody hashtag UW graduate, hashtags create clickable, searchable links on social media. And so we, as the brand or the company, have the ability to jump into that conversation and say, hey, I see you just graduated. By the way, we've got some amazing opportunities. Here's where you can go to learn more. So it's almost like we've boiled it down to that one-on-one approach, which takes a lot of time.
Yes.
But it's really, really effective.
Yeah. Well, we've got callers. Lots of people online to visit with you. I should have given that number again earlier. Bill in Washington Island, thanks a lot for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. Thank you for the program. I have a teenage relative, a girl, who is chosen on Facebook to have a different name, and she is posing as a graduate of an art school in Italy and being from Milan, et cetera, et cetera. And I guess I'm just wondering, does that open her up to more dastardly hits of some kind, or is she even safer by it? And this is a safety issue question, I guess.
Huh. Well, that's one that's probably something that you've heard about.
You know, I think that it depends. I guess I would probably boil that question back to the why, right? Mm-hmm. Wondering perhaps why she has decided to do that. I think that on social media, transparency is the best policy. And so I'm not sure exactly how to answer that question.
Yeah.
But I think that it might be worth the conversation of asking why to depose as somebody else on social.
I think it's a very good remark. And I think that's something that should be asked, because if you don't know why, it's pretty hard to comment much more,
right,
to be perfectly honest.
Right.
So you asked that why question, Bill. Thanks for calling. Chris in Burlington, your turn. Hi, Chris. Thanks for calling.
Well, hi, and happy social media day, everybody. I wanted to chime in with just some information about what I've experienced. And I'm 53, and I've been on the internet since, I guess it was like back in the, you know, 9600 baud days and all that. But I haven't gotten onto Facebook. I haven't done Google Plus, so I don't have any social media exposure other than just being the viewer. You know, I don't interact just because it's I haven't made the jump. So let's put it that way. But I wanted to talk about U2, the band U2, and what they're doing right now. With I mean, they've got such a huge fan base, and they're on tour. They're doing 5 nights in Chicago. Their last night's Thursday, every concert they have a page up for that day, and all these postings from all the fans from prior to the concert and during the concert, and you know, everybody's doing Twitter, Instagram, you know, whatever, and it's all getting put up there with photos and videos and stuff. And then they actually do a segment with some app called Meerkat. Meerkat, yeah, and a fan will come up on stage and do a live shoot of one of the songs, which is then goes streamed live over the internet. So
really cool.
I just wanted to,
They've got somebody hired that's doing that for them. Obviously,
I would imagine they have a team of people that tour with them, because that is, you know, a lot happening behind the scenes. I mean, we pulled it up. They've got 424,000 followers just on Twitter alone. And so to manage those conversations and interactions, I mean, I'm sure somebody is glued to multiple devices all hours of the day. But how cool of them, right? I mean, it opens you up to the accessibility. If you maybe wouldn't have the ability to go to their concert, they give you a little sneak peek of what's happening.
Yeah, that's very cool. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it. Aaron in Minnesota, thank you for calling. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, how are you guys?
Great. Appreciate the call. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm actually a middle school math teacher, and our school is going one-to-one next year, and we've kind of been working as a team trying to figure out what kind of programs we can use to keep in contact with the students, give them instant feedback or kind of instant rewards, gratification, that sort of thing, and also prevent distractions or inappropriate language or content where they might be sneaking on to their Chromebooks and getting distracted from what's really going on with that social media stuff. Is there any ideas or programs there that we could use?
You know, that's interesting. I am not that familiar with like the process of Chromebooks and the applications that it allows you to have. You know, one thing that we do internally at our office is it's pretty simplistic, but it allows us to give each other feedback. If we have a question versus an email, we kind of ping each other back and forth, is using iMessenger, which is tied to an email address, probably not a phone number in this case, considering the age of the students. But, you know, some of those instant message type of apps, I would think, would allow you to have a little bit of control. And it certainly, if it was only a two-way interaction with you and the student versus you, the student, and the entire class, because that's where the distraction would probably come in.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a good question. I mean, I would look into some of those types of apps that link with Chromebooks that would be an instant messenger type of app.
Okay, so like the students would send in a message and then it would come directly
to you.
To me?
Yes. So it's really easy. You can, it's called iMessenger, is just one of the services, but it would allow them, let's say if they had a question and you were sitting up at the front of the class or perhaps asking or helping another student, that they could, you know, send you that message and it would give you an alert or pop up on your computer to say, hey, when you're done with so-and-so, I have a question on XYZ. And it would allow you to have that conversation in a quiet one-on-one manner versus maybe interrupting the whole class and coming over and answering questions. So that might be something to look into, is an instant message type of app that works with Chromebooks.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I might have to try implementing that into my classroom.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. And oh boy, we're out of time, Kelly. Thank you so much.
Thank
and it's wow. And so it's Social Media Day in Madison, and where do we go? What a hash?
Yes. So make sure if you're out and about today, you're on any social platform, use the hashtag SMDayMadison. And then guess what? All of us that are using that hashtag, all of those images and tweets and videos will be curated on a site called smdaymadison.com. And then at the end of the day at 5 o'clock, make sure you head over to the Great Dane at Hilldale, because we'll all be there connecting and socializing.
Kelly Eller is our guest, who has been great talking with her today, and we'll get her back. We'll do this again from Ideas That Evoke.
Yes.
Thank you, and stay with us.
Thank you.